Yivamas Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey 9-5. Now, the principles of this Mishnah are not that complicated, and actually the Mishnah is not that complicated, but let me explain the principles out first, and then the Mishnah's words will follow. The idea is, that we said already, a woman who is married to a husband, so she has the status of her husband, meaning if she was a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, she now could eat Truma. If she's a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, now she can't eat Truma. If her husband dies or divorces her, so then she either reverts back to her previous status, or if she has living offspring, and although the Mishnah will talk about a ben, it doesn't mean dafka, son, it could be a daughter as well, or even a granddaughter. Now, but if she has any living issue, as the pasuk refers to them as zera, from her husband, so then she's like a single parent family, if you will, and that's her new family, and she stays there for with the status that she had when she had been married. Our Mishnah wants to consider what happens if then she has subsequent marriages to different men of different statuses. So the basic idea is that her status goes after her most recent or current marriage. So if she starts out being a Bas Yisrael and she marries a Levi, she starts eating Meiser. If she divorces her husband, and even if she has a child, she'll still eat Meiser. But if she marries a Kohen, then she's going to now be eating Truma and not Meiser. That's how the Mishnah understands. And then if she has a child from the Kohen, she continues to eat Truma, even if her husband dies or divorces her. If she then marries, let's say, Yisrael, she goes back to not eating anything other than, you know, neither Truma nor Meiser, because she's with her new husband. If her husband then dies, things start recursing backwards. So we look at her most recent marriage. If she has a living child from her most recent marriage, then she is associated with that child. If that child dies, and there are no other children beneath them, no grandchildren, etc., then she'll be associated with the child of her most recent marriage besides for that. May go back until eventually she has no more children, in which case she'd be associated back with her original home that she was born into. That's the basic point of our Mishnah here. Here are the words inside. Bas Yisrael. You start out with a woman who's a Bas Yisrael, meaning she can eat neither Truma nor Meiser. She nises l'kohen. She gets married. Notice we're not saying about Moresas. She's nises. She gets fully married and lives with a Kohen. So now she is eating Truma. Tochel b'Truma. Mace. If her husband dies, v'lahe menuven. And she has, nevertheless, a surviving child from her husband, so she stays part of the Kohanim family. She has her own Kohen family by virtue of the fact she has a child from that Kohen husband. And that being the case, tochel b'truma, she continues to eat truma. Nisus Levi, if she then goes, although she has a first child from a Kohen, we'll call him a Kohen. She has a son who's a Kohen, let's say. But then Nisus Levi, she marries a Levi, so she's part of the Levi's household, and therefore tochel b'meiser, she's now permitted to eat meiser, but not Truma, okay? Even though she has a son who's a Kohen, since her husband is a Levi, she's eating just Meiser and not Truma. Mace, if her husband the Levi dies, v'lahe menu ben, and she has a son, this Ben Levi, another son who's a Levi, so then she still stays with her most recent marriage's children, meaning she stays with the Levium, and therefore, tochel b'meiser, she may eat Meiser, but not Truma, even though she has a son who's a Kohen, another son who's a Levi. Only the Levi matters because it's from the most recent marriage. Nisus the Yisrael, and then she goes and marries a Yisrael, someone, a man who's neither a Kohen nor a Levi. So then, lo socho, lo b'truma, v'lo b'maser, she can eat neither Truma nor Maser because she's attached to her third husband, even though she has a Kohen, Levi as a son, doesn't matter. Mace, if her husband, the Yisrael, dies, v'lahe menu ben, but she has, let's say, a son who's a Yisrael from that third marriage, she has three children now. Kohen, a Levi, and Yisrael. But since the most recent marriage, her third marriage, was from the Yisrael, and that's who she's associated with, still lo sochel, lo v'truma v'lo b'maser, she still is part of the Yisrael family through her son, and therefore she may eat neither truma nor meiser. Now we're going to recurse backwards. Meis benami Yisrael, if her son the Yisrael dies, so then her most recent marriage, meaning her second marriage, was to the Levi, and she has a son from that marriage, and therefore, tochel b'maser, she could still eat, she eats meiser, because she's now associated with the Levi family, through that son. Meis benama Levi, if her son, the Levi, dies, and she has no other descendants from her Levi husband, so now we'll recurse back up, and we'll say, listen, her first marriage was to a Kohen, and with the Kohen she had a son, that son's still alive, and therefore, tochel b'truma, she's associated with that son, and she can eat truma, but not Meiser. Meis benam mekohen, if that child from her first marriage also dies, that means that she has no surviving husbands, she has no surviving children, then lo socha, lo betruma, lo b'maaser, she can eat neither truma nor maaser, because since she started out being a Bas Yisrael, she goes back to that original status of being Bas Yisrael, who can eat neither truma nor maaser.